When Francis Scott Key looked out over Fort McHenry one dark night in 1814, he had little to be optimistic about. The still young United States was being invaded once again by the British Empire. Its capital city of Washington had been burnt to the ground. And right before his eyes, British warships were ruthlessly bombarding the fortress that protected Baltimore. As night yielded to day, the future looked bleak. It is no surprise that when Key wrote our national anthem that morning, it began, as one eminent scholar has put it, not with a triumphant assertion, but an anxious question. Is the American flag still flying as night gives way to dawn? In a way, this is the question that we must ask again today. In these trying times, does the founder's vision still fly proudly atop the flagpole of our country, or is it given way to the countless forces arrayed against it? This is a crucial question, but it has a simple answer. Key was right. Our flag is still there. American government, American history, and the American people convince me that while the night may be dark, this great country is still the one the founders envisioned. To determine whether our country remains true to the founders' vision, we must first determine what the founders' vision was. There is a simple place to look, the Constitution. That unparalleled document is very clear about the framers' intentions. As federal judge Don Willett has eloquently written, the Constitution begins with three unrivaled words, "We the people," inscribed on the parchment in supersized script. In an era of kings and sultans, nothing was more audacious than the preamble's first three words, a script-flipping declaration that ultimate sovereignty resides not in the government, but in the governed. The founders' vision was for a country in which the liberty of the people would be paramount. From the separation of powers to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution that they wrote was uniquely designed to protect that liberty for generations to come. As Senator Henry Clay put it, the Constitution of the United States was made not merely for a generation that then existed, but for posterity. In other words, it was made for us. As long as we remain faithful to the Constitution, we are remaining faithful to the founders' aspirations for this country. While the Constitution is certainly necessary to the founders' vision of liberty, it is not sufficient. Ronald Reagan famously noted that the Soviet Constitution contained many of the same rights as our own. We must therefore also look at how our nation has defended liberty in practice. When viewed from this perspective, America truly excels. Just a few examples will suffice. We ended slavery. We extended civil rights to all Americans. And in the last century alone, we defended democracy at home and abroad by triumphing over the twin evils of fascism and communism. In short, we have served as a city on a hill, a beacon of liberty, visible to all. That was the founders' vision, that the torch of freedom for which they fought would forever shine for all the world to see. It still shines today. America's history clearly demonstrates that we have stayed true to the founders' vision by ceaselessly fighting for liberty. Both our system of government and our history are evidence that we have followed the founders' intent. Yet they are not enough. The strength of a nation rests neither on its government nor on its history, but on its people. John Adams once wrote that public virtue is the only foundation of republics. He recognized that the American machine, however well built, would not be able to run on its own. It would need principled and selfless citizens ready to sacrifice everything in defense of liberty. There is no clearer example than those who have served their nation in the armed forces, risking and often giving their lives that their countrymen might live. For their sacrifices, we are all eternally thankful. Yet they are not alone in fighting for freedom. To the contrary, countless Americans defend liberty every day. From voting to volunteering to standing for the flag, the small gestures that we make show that the spirit of America is not dead, but alive in the soul of every patriotic American. Robert Frost once said that the founders' dream was to occupy the land with character. While no man or country is perfect, I believe that we have stayed true to that dream. If the founders were transported into the present, they would surely find today's America very different from the one of their time. So too, they would see that our country is far from perfect. Yet I believe that when they examined our system of government, our historical achievements, and the character of our people, they would reach the same conclusion I do, that America has protected liberty better than any other in all the history of man. The founders, I believe, would smile, knowing that their labors had not been in vain. But we cannot stop there. When Benjamin Franklin exited Independence Hall on the last day of the Constitutional Convention, a woman asked him what form of government the fledgling nation would have. His answer, a republic, if you can keep it. That answer is just as important now as it was then, for our future is no more inevitable today than it was in 1787. Our nation will remain committed to liberty only if you work to keep it that way. That is our task, our duty, to ensure that the America of tomorrow remains, like the America of today, the country the founders envisioned.